Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez is reminding Vincentians about the government's commitment to achieve one college or university graduate per household by 2030. The Prime Minister made the statement as he provided background information on the Monroe College scholarships.
Persons who don't know, Monroe College is a college headquartered in the United States, in New York City. And they have a branch in St. Lucia. They do face-to-face education, and also they do for a range of subjects online. Our goal is to have, by 2030, one college or university graduate on an average per household. Monroe College had come with some numbers, and I told him, I said, the numbers you're offering me, it's cheaper for me to do these programs either here at the Global Campus at UWI or articulating degrees otherwise at the community college, or even to send students at one of the UWI campuses. I say you have to come with something better, because while I want to expand the offerings to the students as to the places they can go, I have to consider the financing of higher education. So they came back with numbers which we thought we can reasonably live with.
Dr. Gonzalez outlined some of the details of the scholarships for persons who wish to pursue graduate and undergraduate studies.
We are trying to make their education more affordable for the deserving students each year from St. Vincent and Grenadines to go to Monroe by providing tuition assistance, depending on whether you're doing the undergraduate or graduate studies and the location, whether it is in New York or in St. Lucia, or indeed even online. But those choosing to attend the St. Lucia campus in Castries, the undergraduate students will receive $4,000 grant from the government, and these are EC dollars, and $3,118 from Monroe, so that there is no tuition cost to the student. The graduate students will receive $5,000 grant from the government and $3,225 from Monroe. And there again, there'd be no out-of-pocket tuition costs for the student.
And the Prime Minister also provided information for students who are interested in pursuing studies at the Monroe College in New York.
For the students choosing to go to Monroe College in New York, the undergraduate students will get a little more money, $5,000, because the tuition will be a little bit more, $5,000 grant from the government and $3,961 from Monroe. Again, no out-of-pocket expenses for the students. If you opt to reside on the campus, housing will be provided and an additional US $1,750 grant to defray housing and meal plan costs, leaving out-of-pocket expenses for the student of just $4,000 US. For the graduate students, the numbers are the US $5,000 grant from the government and $3,225 grant from Monroe. So there'll be no out-of-pocket tuition costs for the student, for the graduate student. But student opting to reside on campus, housing will be provided and there'll be a grant of $1,750 US to help defray the housing. And you will have $4,000 US, which you will have to take care of yourself.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. The scholarship program introduced by Monroe College in St. Vincent and the Grenadines will provide first-generation scholarships to 50 Vincentian students. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.